91X News.
It's minus one and lightly snowing at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. Loyalist College students elected a new student government yesterday. Film and TV production student Scott Rook is the first male president in 5 years. He says he has some big plans when he takes over office next month.
Well, some other stuff I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking to tech classes and getting them more involved into the student government. When you pass through those doors on the second floor to go into the tech wing, it's like another world. And that's where I actually did a lot of my campaigning because I wanted to get a lot of their input. Because it's a really mixed crowd over there. A lot of it's mature students. A lot of them have never voted before. So I got a lot of really good input from them. So that's one of the big things. Another big thing is, of course, getting some new fresh pub themes. Just enrich the student experience. I've been a college student for 4 years now. We're going to have some great ideas coming into the 2018-2019 school year.
Community and Justice Studies student Michaela Alger-Steven is a new vice president. The voter turnout at the college was 26%, which is higher turnout than in past elections. In this election, there was twice as many candidates than last year. 26 students were in the race for 10 positions. Marches and demonstrations in Asia are kicking off rallies around the world to mark International Women's Day. Hundreds of female activists in pink and purple shirts protested today in the Philippines against President Rodrigo Duterte, who they said is among the worst violators of women's rights in Asia. Protest leaders sang and danced in a boisterous rally in downtown Manila's Plaza Miranda. They handed red and white roses to mothers, sisters, and widows of several drug suspects slain under Duterte's deadly crackdown on illegal drugs. A rally for the rights of female workers was scheduled for later today in central Seoul in South Korea, where a rapidly spreading Me Too movement is galvanizing support for women's issues. Back here in Belleville, events will begin at the Belleville Library at 4:30. After seeing a spike in opioid overdose deaths last year, the province will be making Narcan nasal spray available free of charge in pharmacies by the end of the month. That's in addition to existing naloxone kits that include an injectable version of the drug, which is used as an emergency treatment for opioid overdoses. Officials say there were more than 1,000 opioid-related deaths from January to October of last year, compared with just under 700 during the same year in 2016. Health Minister Helen Jazik says the province is doing everything it can to combat what she calls an avoidable tragedy. Members of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party have until 8 p.m. to register to vote in the leadership race. Organizing committee chair Hartley Lefton tweeted yesterday afternoon that the deadline was being extended by a day to continuing demand from party members for verification codes. Former provincial legislator Christine Elliott, former Toronto City Councillor Doug Ford, Toronto lawyer and businesswoman Carolyn Mulrooney, and social conservative advocate Tanya Granick-Allen are running for the party's top job after former leader Patrick Brown resigned following sexual misconduct allegations. Voting is to end at noon tomorrow, with the results of the leadership contest set to be revealed on Saturday. Nearly one quarter of Canadians who participated in an online survey say they have personally experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. However, more than half decided against reporting it. Terry Pedwell reports.
Toronto-based public relations firm Navigator conducted the online survey of 2,000 people countrywide last month. Just over a third of the women and 12% of men who took part in the survey said they had personally experienced sexual harassment at work, with another 10% of respondents saying they thought they had, but were not sure whether it met the criteria. Of those who were willing to answer more questions about their experience, 38% said the harasser had influence over their career. A third of those who had personally experienced sexual harassment said they reported it to a supervisor, but more than half said they did not. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Federal Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says a coordinated approach is needed to battle gun violence across the country. But Goodall told an Ottawa news conference that different parts of the Canada may need a different tool when it comes to carrying this all out.
We have to be nimble in the way we're able to respond to this. While we want national consistency and fairness, we will have to have regional flexibility.
Goodall made the comments at the end of the conference, where Toronto Mayor John Tory stressed the need for more money and stronger laws to fight the scourge of gang-related gun violence. The Supreme Court of Canada has agreed to hear an appeal in the case of an Ontario trucker who was acquitted in the death of an Indigenous woman in an Edmonton motel room. Terry Pedwell has that story.
In March 2015, Bradley Barton was found not guilty by a jury in the death of Cindy Gladue, a sex trade worker whose body was found in a bathtub. Gladue bled to death after a night of what Barton called consensual rough sex. He also called the fatal injury accidental and was acquitted of both murder and manslaughter. The Alberta Court of Appeal ordered a new trial, ruling serious errors were made in the judge's charge to the jury. As usual, the Supreme Court gave no reasons for deciding to hear the case. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Over south of the border, the U.S. is maintaining skepticism over North Korea's recent outreach to the south and to Washington after several failed attempts at normalizing ties and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Some experts question how sincere North Korea is about its reported offers, citing what they call its track record of using past disarmament talks to wrest aid and concessions while continuing its bomb program. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is a long way from negotiations with the North, but the first step should be talks.
Have some kind of talks about talks, because I don't know yet until we are able to meet ourselves face-to-face with representatives of North Korea whether the conditions are right to even begin thinking about negotiations.
South Korea and the U.S. plan to kick off their delayed springtime military drills next month, and how sensitively the North reacts will affect the mood of reconciliation that will revive by North Korea's participation in the Winter Olympics. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
QNET Sports. In OGHL action last night, Trenton defeated Aurora 2-1. Pickering beat out Wellington, though, 3-2 in overtime, tying up their series. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the Flames had a dominant victory over the Sabres 5-1, and Vancouver lost out to Arizona 1-2. In MLB spring training action, two teams were representing the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. Pitcher Jay Happ flew by the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 13-4 victory. A new face for the team, Andrew Case, was the winning pitcher for the Jays on the other game. The New Brunswick native helped secure a 6-5 win against the Detroit Tigers. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors defeat the Detroit Pistons 121-119 in overtime, clinching a playoff spot, the fastest they've ever done that. James Harden scored 26 points and the Houston Rockets beat Milwaukee Bucks 110-99. Harden says his team doesn't concern itself with a winning streak that has now reached 17 games.
We're just out there hooping, man. We're not worried about wins and losses right now. We're worried about playing the right way on both ends of the floor. And that's going to carry over into the postseason. More times than not, 90% of the time, if we play the right way on both ends of the floor, great things will happen.
Houston and the Raptors meet Friday night. Continuing with the NBA, there is an investigation into a complaint of sexual assaults against Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Jackie Quinn has the details.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban flatly denies a woman's allegations that he touched her inappropriately while they were taking a photo at a Portland nightclub. He provided a prosecutor's report detailing the decision not to file charges because there was evidence that contradicted the woman's statement. But the NBA says it wants to review the case and the police report that was filed in 2011.
In Paralympic news, cross-country skiing star Brian McKeever will carry Canada's flag into the opening ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Paralympics. The 38-year-old from Canmore, Alberta, is a 10-time Paralympic gold medalist, and he says he's honored to be chosen.
Super excited. Yeah. How can you not be? I mean, it's always a big honor. It's a big deal. And also just the number of great athletes that have done that before. So, and again, the timing of it was good, and it's the end of my career. So it's like all these things kind of coming together. So it is pretty exciting to have the opportunity.
The opening ceremonies are Friday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. The snow continues today and we could see up to 5 centimeters. Winds becoming gusty at times, high of 1. Tonight, the snow will taper off as we reach a low of -3. At 12:10, it is -1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, News on 91X, next.